As a man, one of the major things life expects you to have is vision. It's unacceptable. It's not a forgivable offense for a man not to have a vision. When you say you're a man, one of the things you must have is a vision. What I mean is that you must have a goal. You must have a picture of where you are going in life. Listen to me. The way you will behave when you have a vision is different from how you behave when you don't have a vision. Some of the things you are doing now is just clear signs that you don't see the big picture. Now, if you have already made it, listen, this still applies to you. You must still keep catching vision. One of the things that happens to people that break through is when they break through and they have no other vision, they will self-destruct. So they will start accumulating baby mamas, start accumulating material things. They'll move into drugs or into alcohol because they must do something. See, as a human being, you must do something. And if you don't have a compelling vision, you will enter compelling destruction. If you are going to go far, you will face the sex exam. So what we are doing this month, part of what we are doing today, is a tutorial. Because the exam will come. The sex exam. Let me ask your neighbor, have you done your sex exam recently? Ask him or her. The bad thing about this sex exam is that it's continuous assessment. So it's not that I did it last year, I've passed forever. No. They will set another one. Have you passed your sex exams recently? Many have been kept on the ground because they can't zip up. Their destiny has been zipped eternally. Can't go anywhere. Grounded. Grounded. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you that you will face the exam. I'm not asking you. I'm a man like you. I'm telling you, you will face it. You will face it. It's whether you will pass we are talking about. Joseph faced the sex trap. Came out in flying colors. But he had to leave his coat of many colors. That's the only way. That's the only way. He faced the exam. Because the greater his destiny, the greater the exam he faced. His august wife. You know, most rich people have fine wife. So my assumption is that woman was very fine. Potiphar was like the second or third or fourth in command. He was a very rich guy. Big guy, had servants all over. So the wife must have been fine. She jumped on him. Satan said, you want to be prime minister here? You will become prime sex sinner here. Jumped on him. And the Bible says he left his coat and fled. What's the twist? If he had slept with that woman, he would continue staying in the house. He would have died a slave. That's what would have happened. He would have stayed there and been enjoying. The woman would give him extra food. He would die a slave, sir. And the destiny would be truncated. In fact, he will get to this. One of the things sexual sin does is that it manipulates your own mind. So what he will do now, he will start saying, this is the promise of God. That I will rise to be the highest servant in this house. That God, you are faithful. Because sexual sin manipulates your mind to begin. The Bible said, those that do against the covenant, you'll be deceived. You are deceiving yourself to think you have arrived when you are meant to be greater than you are. Do you know there are guys that count how many girls they've slept with? They're happy. Say, there is now 13 this year alone. Ah! That's your destiny and your glory going. Counting it says 13 now, this year alone, 13. You are by the gates of hell already. The sex test. Samson. Cut him off. An army couldn't kill him. One woman killed him. Only one. He didn't even need 15 women, just one woman. Killed him on the bed. The whole army. Samson tore lion apart. You can be a great engineer in your place of work and one woman engineer your destiny down. The sex test. Actually, have you faced your test recently? It's easier to keep a bottle of Coke if you have not opened it. If you like Coke. If you have never opened it, it's easier to keep it. The day you say, let me drink some more, I won't finish it. I don't need double of it. It's just the cover. I want to drink. Nobody will be here. It's just the cover. When you do that, and drink that cover. As you drink it and close it, when you get back to wherever you're going, what will your mind be on throughout? Go and take another cover. Another cover won't kill anybody. Before that day is over, you would have what? Finished that day. So those of you that are single and think you can play, you are setting yourself up. There's no future, no good ending to that road you want to take. Sexual test destroys single as much as it destroys marriage. All the married struggling, they did their training when they were single. Every fornicator is an adulterer in training. Let me read this to you. So if you think I'm single, I can just jump from girl to girl. As a pastor, I've seen too many people waste. Time you'd have used to calculate and pray and fast and hear God and pursue your dreams, you are pursuing women. Name of single. Proverbs 5. From verse 3, DJ, quickly. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. I don't know what she's telling you. I love you. I like you. I miss you. Woo! Say, but her end is what? Bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Go ahead, quickly. He said, her feet go down to death. Say, her steps take hold on hell. He says, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. He said, her ways are movable. Thou cannot know them. Next one. Say, hear me there now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from my words. Be moving fast, DJ. Say, remove thy way from far from her, and come not near the door of her house. It says, lest thou give what? Thine honor to others. So, people always ask me that, is it true that your destiny is affected when you are in sexual sin? Of course, yes. For some reason, for some spiritual reasons, sexual sin is at a higher level than other sins. Yes, in the eyes of God, all sin are sin, but in the impact, all sin are not the same. And if somebody gets what I'm saying? Oh, in the eyes of God and with the blood of Jesus, you can wash all sin at the same time. But the impact it has, for instance, sexual sin can bring children. Can blood of Jesus wipe away a child? So I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. I'm no more the father of these children. Doesn't wipe it away. Doesn't wipe away baby mamas. Doesn't. So it's different from lying and stealing. See, as a man, you have the tendency to chance your wife. I can tell you that. If you want to chance her, you can chance her. But I'm telling you, it's your destiny that's at stake. She's your helper. I've taken too much time on this point. Let me move. But tell your neighbor, you will pass your next test. In Jesus' name. I know there are some tests that are promotion tests. Some terms are just first term, second term. Some are promotion test. You will not fail your promotion test. Number three, I have to rush the remaining. Okay. Number three, pride. You know, most men struggle with asking for direction on the road. I've never been like that. I can ask 10 people, say, if I go, I'm going. But most men say, I'll find it. See, as a man, because you are created to be the head, there's a high chance you'll be heady. You are the head, so you'll be heady. So in your mind, nobody can challenge your authority. I'm the head of this home. Watch out for pride, sir. Pride goes before you fall. When you are at the stage, you can't ask people to help you. You can't ask that, guys, what can I do to earn money? Things are not working in my business. How are you guys? You can't ask. Because when men see each other, they want to raise shoulder and be like, I don't need anybody. You know, that's the tendency men have. What will another man tell me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? There are many things another man can tell you. You were created to be influenced. I can't underplay the place of marrying the right kind of woman. No, I'm not just mean go and marry anybody you see. No, marrying the right person will totally. It's not even me that said it. It's God that said. God said it's not good for this man to be. It's God that made you. Before that time, he made star. He says stars are good. He made water. Water are good. He made fish. He says it's good. When he made man, and I started looking at him, he said, it's not good for this man to be alone. This man is not complete. This man will never maximize his potential. Because I will bring him what? A helper. Dear single men, where are your helpers? Maybe the reason you are not moving at the pace you should move is that you have not found your helper. Ah, my life and ministry totally transformed when I found my wife, I met my wife. Ah, see, two are better than one. I'm not the one that said these are biblical principles. Two are what? Better than one. So they will have a good reward for their life. My life and ministry took a new turn when I found my wife. What? I was a hungry, thin guy suffering alone in ministry. Until God blessed me with this very fine girl. Hallelujah. Oh, and everything changed. All the dreams I had. See, as a man, you carry the seed, but the seed is useless without the womb. Women were created that way. They are incubators. Whatever you plant inside of them will just multiply. That's why you give a woman sperm, she brings a full-grown human, a full-built human being. You don't understand the miracle involved in that. Without that woman, that thing is just spam. People will pour it everywhere, every day. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. But the moment you put that spam inside a woman, you can raise a whole generation. Ask Abraham. You can raise a whole army of people because you put it in the right place. Some of you, your seeds are just remaining where they are because there's no womb to put it in. All men, listen. Whether you're married or single, your wife is what? Your favor pipe. He said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains what? Favor of the Lord. If you are here and you are married and you are maltreating your wife, we need to catch you and put in a museum and show people they once lived a madman. You beat your wife, your favor pipe, and you're wondering why you are hopeless and helpless. You're wondering why you're struggling. Your wife is your favor pipe. Pamper her and pet her. You'll be blessed. Decide in your heart that you will love and cherish that woman and see if things don't change in 1 year. Take it. 1 Peter 3, 7. He said, treat your wife according to knowledge. As the same heirs of salvation as you. He said, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Are you not reading what I'm saying here? Look at it. He said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, that's your wife, according to what? Understanding. Have sense. They says, giving what? Honor to her. Hey! If you understand this thing, your struggle will reduce. Giving honor to her as unto what the weaker. See, God is the covenant keeper of marriage. He's the referee of marriage. If you maltreat your wife, you want to go and get a new job, red car. You want to expand the business, red car. You gave somebody elbow. We saw you gave somebody red car. Offside. You score a goal. You say, God, they've approved the contract. They say, offside. You know, those are the worst kind of things. When your player, your people need one goal to make it. And 90-something minutes. I mean, 80-something minutes. Aguero get De Bruyne pass the ball to Aguero. Aguero give them body. The defender fall down. And Aguero scored the goal and the whoever shall it a goal. And then yell. He beat his wife yesterday. Contract canceled. Promotion suspended. That's what many men are doing, sir. I see some men insult their wife. Useless woman. Bastard. Idiot. Ah! That's your contract you are insulting. That's your breakthrough you are telling worker. You just call your new house, bastard. So it will never come. There's nothing I and my wife have agreed about that we don't have. Nothing. That we've never gotten. Where we want to live, where we want anything. Moment we agree. And listen, I'm not kidding you. There's nothing I have agreed about that, hey, this is what we want to do. That has never come to pass. Nothing. From where we want to live, what we want to drive, everything. So you have a fever pipe and you're maltreating her. You don't care whether she has eaten. You don't care how she's looking. You don't care how she's dressed. You go shopping and you share the money equally. Women need more clothes than men. Give her 80%. If you honor her, God will honor you.